I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When ISIS gained prominence as a terrorist group just 4 years ago, no one could have guessed how this group would change the Middle East forever. But their impact has also caused the growth of something good. And tomorrow is International Women's Day, and we'll share one example of how you can get involved in supporting the spiritual and emotional growth of women around the world. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. It's been 3 years since the world watched a video depicting 21 Christians refusing to renounce their faith. They were then martyred on a Libyan beach by ISIS. But on March 1st, a new Coptic Orthodox church in Egypt was dedicated to honor these men. Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, covered it. But in the time that ISIS has dominated the world stage since the release of this video, the group has done irreparable damage to Islam by killing other Muslims. Sat7's CEO and founder, Dr. Terence Ascott.
It's raised questions in the minds of Muslims about how people can kill other Muslims in the name of their common God. The result has been, and we've seen this amazing change over the period since the Arab uprisings 2011, is that many people are turning their back on organized religion.
Many have also noticed that when Christians in the region are attacked, they don't respond with hate, but instead with love and forgiveness.
And it's left an incredible mark on Muslims in Egypt. They just look at them and say, well, what are these people made of? That's what one television presenter said. Are these real people that can forgive those that have killed their loved ones?
And that reaction has been a testimony. Please pray for God to continue to bring good out of what's intended for evil in the region. Recently, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested and took Indonesian Christians to court. They're saying the believers have overstayed their visas, but Bethany Christian Services' Chris Pulaski shares.
We've been following in the news, and what we understand is there was a deal with the previous administration with those refugees in the States, allowing them to stay while their case was being heard. We've heard that's being overturned, or at least it's going to the courts right now.
Around 50 Christians are being affected, many who have lived in the States for decades. For now, judges have blocked their deportation, but there will be follow-up hearings this month. If these believers are deported, they could face problems in their home country.
In a place like Indonesia, which is the largest Muslim country in the world, there's a large majority of Islamic groups and the Islamic leadership. So Christians are a minority in Indonesia. And in many cases, in Indonesia, it's a big country, they face persecution.
Christians in Indonesia have faced rejection, violence, and even been killed for their faith. Bethany helps resettle families like this, encourages you to get involved with refugees. Please pray Indonesian Christians will be allowed to stay in the country. Pray for their safety and hope, and find ways to speak up for them at missionnews.org. Tomorrow is International Women's Day, which celebrates movements of women's rights. Transworld Radio helps to empower women through their Women of Hope radio programs and prayer groups. Recently, TWR's Dr. Peggy Banks saw just how much these prayer groups are touching women's lives. She shares the story of Elizabeth, a girl in Zanzibar.
When she was 15, she was gang raped by a group of Muslim boys in that village and left really to die out there. She was filled with anger, of course, and shame and didn't want to tell her past her father and her mother what had happened until she found out that she was pregnant. Her mother immediately brought her daughter, 15, into this TWR Women of Hope prayer group. And the women started praying with her. It came to where Elizabeth believed and knew that God had a plan for her and this child was going to be a gift.
Now 4 years later, Elizabeth is still attending TWR prayer groups and listening to their Women of Hope radio programs. She's raising her daughter Grace so she'll know and love Jesus. Find your place in the story and come alongside TWR to support women at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.